Today we are focusing on media, and our topic today is YouTube. Did you know that three former PayPal employees actually founded it in 2005? Yes, and then Google bought it in November of 2006, the next year, and it's the second most visited website in the world with over 2.7 billion monthly active users, more than 500 hours of content uploaded every minute. And the recommendation algorithm determines over 70% of what people watch. Chances are you have used YouTube to watch something, and for various reasons. One of the terms used for people who upload videos is influencer. And with all that's happening in our world right now, how is what you watch on YouTube affecting your thoughts, your emotions, and spiritual walk? And in turn, how is that affecting your relationships and how you interact with people? With all that's going on, let's stop and pray that we use YouTube in a way that's godly, and let's pray that how YouTube is used will actually benefit the gospel. So Father, we thank you that your word says the eye is the lamp of the body, and if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? So Father, we pray that we would filter everything we watch or listen to on YouTube, recognizing that they are influencers on there, people who will say things that may or may not be correct, may or may not be accurate. It's to the best of their knowledge or experiences that they are sharing, or they're doing it for money or for fame. Who knows? But we need to be careful. We need to look for things that are going to not waste our time. May we be people who redeem the time. You say to not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. We repent, God, of spending time on YouTube, getting sucked into loving things instead of loving you, and getting caught up in wanting to buy or fix or do things that may or may not be part of your plan for our life. So you say all that is in the world, the desire of the flesh, the desires of the eyes, and the pride of life is not from the Father, but is from the world. Help us to filter it through this passage in 1 John. And you say, Father, that the world is passing away along with its desires, but whoever does the will of God abides forever. Help us to take 1 John 2:15 through 17 and follow it. And that we pray with David that we would ponder the way that is blameless. Oh, when will you come to me, Father God? We will walk with integrity of heart within our house. We will not set before our eyes anything that is worthless, because we hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not cling to us. A perverse heart shall be far from us. We will know nothing of evil. So God, put blinders, put filters. May we look at things and choose to listen to things that only you're leading us to listen to, and discern by the Holy Spirit whether to listen to it, whether to hear it, whether to share it. We know, God, that YouTube can be used for the gospel and the propagation of that, and discipling and training others, and speaking prophetic things and teachings and Bible studies and many other wonderful things. And it can help us do DIYs and not have to pay for things that we can't afford. So Father, help us to use it uprightly in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.